Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Brad, I'm curious your thoughts about the difference in style of play between the regular season and the playoffs.
Yeah, it seems pretty significant.
Brad Stevens saying that there's a significant difference between the regular season and the playoffs. No kidding. That's how that works. Postseason's always different in all sports, Brad, but thanks for pointing out the obvious. We appreciate it here on WEEI Afternoons. Time now for our league leaders and who's circling the drains, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Guess what? Cavaliers and the Celtics were among the league leaders in wins this season. And now, just like everybody else, they're watching the postseason at home as the Knicks and Pacers advance to the postseason. That really circled the drain quickly for the Cavs and the Celtics. I think we all penciled them in, and I think we talked about it earlier, Fitzy. I think they may have penciled themselves in for the Eastern Conference Finals, and that rug got pulled out from underneath them pretty swiftly and decisively.
Yeah, which of the two surprised you more? Which of those?
Celtics.
For me, Cavs.
Really?
I didn't have a great feeling about the Celtics. Again, I go back to what I said earlier, and all season long, I didn't like the weird midseason swoon. I didn't like the fact that they would kind of get lost in the threes and check out at times, and I didn't like the lingering illness from Porzingis and the possible not taking the Knicks seriously enough and the fact that everyone on planet Earth was picking the Celtics. I was a little uneasy about that series, whereas I thought there was no chance the Cavs would lose to the Pacers, as underrated as the Pacers were, even after the injuries. I thought they locked down. I mean, you had 50-point game out of Donovan Mitchell in game two. What the Pacers did was just unbelievable. I was just floored by how they were able to like dismiss the Cavaliers, not just like outlast them. They dismissed them.
I also certainly, if you had given me scenarios to bet on, certainly would not have bet on the scenario that didn't include the Celtics or the Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference.
What were the odds on? I wonder what somebody got rich on that one, right?
Somebody probably did get rich on that one. And hey, I would give them credit, whether you were lucky or whether you actually, you know, saw it coming to fruition. You're smarter than me, but doesn't take much. WEEI Afternoons, we've been broadcasting all day live from our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios. Brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in to get employee pricing on the full lineup of vehicles. Ford, from America, for America. And one last read, because if you've been listening, you know we are leading into the Mass Mutual pregame show here with Christian Arcand as the Red Sox try to, here's something different, win a baseball game at Fenway Park tonight. So we're coming up on Odds and Ends, which is brought to you every day by Cars for Kids. Your trusted charity for car donations also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estates. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. And of course, we are finishing up today because it is Monday and it is 5:30. It is time for the Fitzy Five, back by popular demand.
And now we go deep inside the mind of a mad fan.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm weird. I'm a weirdo.
Where we rank them up, or is it count them down?
What the heck's going on out here?
bucket. Doesn't really matter either way. Here's the Fitzy Five. Fitzy
Five. All right, Andy, this week on the Fitzy Five, I feel as though it's my job as a Mad fan and Boston sports super fan to try to provide a little relief, an outlet, vis-a-vis something else for Boston sports diehards and Celtics fans to look forward to. Because as we got into at the top of the show today, your Red Sox kind of stink right now. The Boston Bruins been out of the picture and irrelevant for weeks now. The Celtics knocked out in surprising, injury-laden, excuse-filled fashion. So what the hell is a Boston sports fan to do now as we make way to Memorial Day weekend, just a couple of days off, summer right around the corner, the weather is heating up, it's sunny more often than not, so optimism should be in the air, but instead, there's a feeling of dread and regret. So, what better thing to do, what better place to go to cheer yourself up than the movies? That's right, every time this old cinephile right here and super fan gets down in the dumps about his sports, you know what I do? I watch a movie. Better yet, I go to the movies. So with summer movie season officially kicking off this weekend, Andy, Memorial Day weekend, I've put together for the Fitzy Five today the five summer movies I am most looking forward to that I guarantee will take your mind off the sorry state of Boston sports. Are you ready, sir?
I am, and I'm going to be interested to see if I agree with any of the five, because there's one that I know we're both torn on that I am very excited to see.
I think you're going to agree with most of these, and there will be a couple of honorable mentions in there as well. So let's kick it off. Stanley, number five. Yes, it is the latest in a long series of rebrands, reboots, requels. This time put together by the one and only James Gunn, who delivered you, of course, the highly successful Guardians of the Galaxy franchise. He has taken over the DC Universe, and the next iteration of the DC Universe of movies takes place with David Corenswet. That might be the only guy in the world. That's his last name. Don't hold it against me in a court of law. Taking over the iconic role as the last son of Krypton, Kal-El, in Superman, which comes out July 11th. Andy, I cannot decide if I think this movie looks amazing or if this movie is going to be ridiculous.
So I want it to be amazing, and mm-hmm. the trailers have me concerned that it's going to be ridiculous. Same. And do you know the name of the dog? Who plays the dog?
Crypto.
No, what? Who's the actor's name?
Who plays
Spock?
The dog?
Chuck. Oh. He's got a real dog. he's got a name in real life. His
and
name's
featuring
not
Rufus as Crypto.
Yeah.
I know. Also, people are kind of concerned that the dog seems to have a very prominent role in all the teasers and trailers that have come out to date. So, yeah. But The Force of Solitude looks pretty awesome. So we'll see. Superman comes out July 11th. That is number five. Now let's go to number four.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Andy, if you have never given in randomly, whether it's been on TV or somebody made a recommendation to a little-known film that came out 4 years ago called Nobody, then you need to, A, see that movie ASAMFP, and then, two, get ready this August for Nobody 2. Okay, Nobody is an incredible film. Put it this way, it's suburban John Wick. It comes from out of nowhere with Bob Odenkirk The actor who played Saul or Slippin' Jimmy from Better Call Saul in the Breaking Bad movies, as just a regular suburban dad who, little did we realize, was actually a former CIA operative, gets pushed back into action when some people come after the family, and it is nothing more than 95 minutes of bone-crunching, jaw-smashing action. It's suburban John Wick, and it's a total hidden gem. It did so well, now Nobody 2 is coming out this summer. So A, see Nobody, and then B, get ready for Nobody 2 this August.
I don't mean to be my usual self, but not only have I not seen Nobody 1.
Never heard of it, I bet, right?
Yeah, it sounds like something I'd at least be interested
in. Oh, you would love it. You'd love it.
They got to market it better. Yes, Dan Ball.
Quickly before you continue, Fitzy, dog actor Jolene will be portraying Crypto.
Jolene.
Mostly through visual effects, but Jolene will be standing in for Crypto.
So therefore, Crypto's a girl?
I don't know. I guess they're not overly discerning in these kind of movies.
I mean,
all right, let's go to the next.
Whatever.
Let's go to movie number 3. Okay, everything is working against this one. You never make a sequel 30 years later, but that's exactly what Adam Sandler, one of the most reliable, one of the most heavily counted on men in the broad world of comedy, is expected to do here as he returns to the role of Happy Gilmore in Happy Gilmore 2, straight to Netflix on July 25th. I have high hopes for it. Obviously, you won't be able to have Chubbs Peterson since the great Carl Weathers passed on, unfortunately. But I'm excited for this one. You?
I am not excited at all. I think it's going to suck because I want to go in with low expectations so that
right.
I'm happy.
I know exactly why you're saying that. Okay, let's go to, and same here. I think it's going to be great. Number 2. Okay, from director Joseph Kosinski, who brought you maybe the best movie of the last 10 years, period, let alone the best action movie that was not a Mission Impossible film, that would be Top Gun Maverick, comes F1. Have you seen the trailers for this one?
Yes, this looks good.
Yes,
this
look amazing?
This
movie looks ridiculous.
Good.
It's going to be the Top Gun Maverick of racing movies as well. Brad Pitt, the old racer, gets called back into duty to mentor a guy. The rivalry develops. That movie is going to be sick, and you can fill the oceans with how little I know about or care about F1 racing. And now, Andy, the number one movie on the Fitzy 5 for Monday, May 19th, 2025, the movie I am most excited to see, and it kicks off Summer Movie Fest starting this Memorial Day weekend. The conclusion to one of the greatest action franchises, one of the greatest, most successful franchises ever, Mission Impossible 7 Part 2, The Final Reckoning. Are you a Tom Cruise fan?
No, I think he's a dink.
Well, he might be a dink, but he's a hell of a movie star.
Oh, he's a great actor, and I have great respect for the fact that he does his stunts.
Yeah. Early reviews are in, and this one leaves you breathless with nothing spared. Nothing. They basically leave it all out there on the screen. If you didn't see Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, I highly recommend the last 45 minutes on the Orient Express. That train sequence might be the best action scene ever shot, and this one promises to deliver the goods. So once again, your Fitzy 5 best movies to look forward to this summer to wash away the pain of being a Boston sports fan. 5, Superman. 4, Nobody 2. 3, Happy Gilmore 2. 2, F1. And number 1, Mission Impossible 7, Part 2, The Final Reckoning.
You nailed it. This is your by far your best Fitzy 5. I mean, well, I guess we've only done 3 weeks.
We're only 3 in, so.
Tremendous. I want to see each and every one of these movies. You know how I am. I'll get on the boat and start drinking, and I'll never see these movies. But I want to see these movies. The much better list than Rich Keefe did a list at one point. Your list is way better than Rich Keefe's. You need your own podcast. All right,
honorable
that's going to do it.
Honorable, yeah, I appreciate
Oh, you got an honorable mention.
Well.
Bang it out.
The Naked Gun reboot. Okay, we'll see. Fantastic Four, First Steps, and Weapons. It's supposed to be Stiz, the horror
that
movie
That looks
of
crazy.
The year.
And then real quick, 28 years later. What is going to be
right.
Another one.
Might get
so now you got all your movie recommendations. You're ready. So when the Red Sox stink the rest of the summer, but that's not going to happen. They're going to go out and get a win tonight that's going to catapult them into a winning streak. Campbell's going to play first. Meyer's coming up to play.
Ramon Vasquez, 1-0 tonight.
Ramon Vasquez is managing. WEEI Afternoons, thanks for listening all afternoon long. We'll be back again 2-6 tomorrow. Ted Johnson will join us. Plenty of Celtics, Patriots, and a Red Sox win to talk about. Stay tuned for the MassMutual pregame show. See ya.
Well, you get a team that can't pitch and quite frankly sucks.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.